College projects take on many forms. At Boston's Berklee College of Music, music production students must create a song, Soup to Nuts. It involves finding a composer, recording the musicians, and professionally mixing together the final product. Much of that mixing happens in the middle of the night because studio space at Berklee is highly in demand. As part of our occasional series on Boston in the wee hours, WBUR's Miles Gordon takes us to Berklee's Mass Ave sound studios after midnight. Hear the voices
singing out loud. At an hour when many college students are out or asleep, two Berklee students are hard at work. One wears a black t-shirt with a snarky slogan, the other in button-down plaid, both bleary-eyed and sharing cold pizza for midnight nourishment.
It's too much snow out.
Yeah, that's something to keep in mind, too, because the piano goes pretty low and the bass goes pretty low.
They tinker with the vocals and percussion.
I definitely do want that snare in there, though.
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
Piano, rhythm section, bass and drums, vocals, effects added. 38 music tracks blended into a cacophonous whole. This is Studio 3, the Arc Building. It's a big room with a recording console and big screen computer monitor. There's a glass wall that looks in on the music performance space full of stools, microphones, music stands, and a grand piano.
It is pretty common to come in late at night, especially on weekends. It's not unheard of to do 12 to 4 a.m. sessions or 2 to 6 a.m. sessions.
That's Zach Cox, a 22-year-old senior from Phoenix. He's studying music production and music business. He's booked the studio from midnight to 2. Cox and a music engineering student need to mix the multiple tracks he's recorded of student Ben Higginbotham's song, Take Me Down.
We're about, 80% done. We still have to finish the mix, which is, once everything gets recorded and it's kind of, in the project, you still have to go through and kind of, polish them up in a way and, make them really sound good and make all those tracks, blend well together and, work so it's, actually, a fully professional song.
That's the goal. Students must create a song from composition to well-polished finished product. Cox is the producer. He found a song written by a fellow student, found students to perform it, and now he oversees the recording coming together.
That helped a little bit, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
That cymbal.
But I think the easier way.
Can we listen to the whole from the pre-chorus into the chorus?
Sure.
Engineer Ken Jin will also be graded on his work on the project. He's the one who adjusts levels and is always experimenting.
So you learn by doing?
Learn by hearing or listening. Because we have to, we have to know what kind of music can be successful in the market.
And how do you like the hours? Are you often here, midnight, later?
I would say this is my home. I live here. So, it's quite often to have... after midnight session at Berklee.
While they say they're making progress, engineer Jin and producer Cox don't finish the mix this night. They say they'll have to buckle down to meet the deadline. They also have to clean up and be out by 2. That's when Ghassan Sawali has his session booked. These sessions are serious. They must be scheduled in advance, and anyone who is more than 10 minutes late is banned from the studio for a week. Hardly anyone is ever late. Sawali, though, narrowly avoids the late ban.
Basically, what I'm doing is literally I'm trying to kind of translate what I kind of did in the box on Pro Tools on the console to kind of get the analog sound of the console.
Like Cox, Sawali is mixing together an ambitious arrangement. Unlike Cox, the song he's mixing is just about finished. He's laying in the final touches. The song is called The Beginning by Sawali's friend, composer Ali Asaikon. It uses 25 musicians, including 8 vocalists. The piece has an Arabic flair, punctuated by Middle Eastern string instruments, the oud and the kanun. Most of the musicians are friends of Sawali's, as is the composer.
Ever since she composed it, I've always wanted to record this piece. So I finally got the chance to actually record it, and here I am working on like the final brushstrokes for it, so that like makes me feel so happy.
The hope is the happiness won't be short-lived. While some Berklee students hit it big in the music industry, making it as an artist is a long shot. The path is grueling. Here, in the Arc, in the tired hours before sunrise, would-be professional musicians begin the long road of paying their dues. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Miles Gordon.